Hey, this is DJ King Jones from ChillLoverRadio.net. Beer is what I have in common with Open Bottle Society. If you're a serious beer drinker, you want to check out obsbeers.com, the number one source for beer knowledge. Also, check out my show, Throwback Thursday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Pacific, on ChillLoverRadio.net.
Welcome to ChillLoverRadio.net. This broadcast is brought to you by PromoDJ.com, Exclusive-Vodka.com, Mix-Sets.com, Open Bar Music, Asukar, Digital Distribution, Media Services NYC.com, VikingSunglasses.com, SBSDesigns.com, DiamondFuse.com, and MyDigitalDepot.com. We're now in session.
Step right up, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to embark on the newest kind of listening experience known to man. Throw out what you thought you knew about beer, for obsbeers.com will show you the way of the craft beer life. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening from around the world. It's almost time for what we have in common. Don't fight the feeling, invite the feeling. Sit back and get situated, acclimated, and vegetated for the number one podcast beer show on this planet or any other planet. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The one and only Open Bottle Society's Open Bottle Talk.
Yay!
Warning. The following program is about beer. It contains mature subject matter. It has been known to feature bombastic buffoonery, humiliating humor, iniquitous information, repugnant repartee, sinful shenanigans, and vulgar verbiage. It's a show about beer. It's not an electronic babysitter for your children while you go off and play house with your neighbor or your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's goat. In other words, this ain't the Disney Channel. It's a show about beer. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Hey guys, how you guys all doing? This is Key.
And Frank.
And on today's episode, we're going to be talking about some five tasty beers on this episode. But before we do that, let's go ahead and get you guys to know us just a little bit, and at the same time, how to reach us. So we'll go ahead, shameless plug this, Frank. We're going to shameless plug it?
Sure.
All right. You can catch us on obsbeers.com for all things that are beer. We mean everything that's beer. Right, Frank?
Everything.
All right. With that said, now if you want to reach us, there's a contact page. You want to know about us, there's an about page. Also, we want to say, if you are into beers just as much as we are, we just picked up a huge sponsorship from grogtag.com. That's grogtag.com. It's right there on our homepage, and you get 15% off by using the code OBSBeers. Now, with that said, if you guys need to reach me, Key, you can reach me on all social media under OBSBeers. Reach out to me and holler at your boy. Frank, how can they get a hold of you?
You can email me, frank@obsbeers.com. If you really want to reach me on Twitter, it's GSP163Brews.
Beautiful. All right, so let's go ahead and stick to the format. Mr. Frank, I haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to? How is everything?
School is chugging along. I've got a end of summer cold going.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. You know, other kind of hilarity is ensuing. It's just normal. It's still hot as balls in Vegas.
Yeah.
It won't stop.
Duly noted, we are still sweating in our garage because we have to turn off everything. Sean makes us. So slave work a little bit. A little sweaty.
Yeah.
Like a fucking blood diamond section. Like, hey, guys, oh, check out these diamonds over here. They're sweating. You know, fuck all that. And for me, I'd already mentioned that we picked up a sponsor, grogtag.com. We've got ColoradoHopsCompany.com, right? That's our hops. We just need a few more, Frank, and we'll pretty much be set with everything that we need to do. Other than that, it's been pretty chill, man. Work's been chill. Sean, I think Sean's been okay. Sean, you good?
Chill as hell.
That'll work. So
did
right
you,
now.
Did you hit the fleshlight there?
No, I did not. I'm waiting on the surgery, man. I got that surgery coming up. Guys, if we seem a little somber, it's just that it's warm as hell in here and we want to drink and we're going to get moving. But unfortunately, we're going to keep rattling your ear off. Anything else, Frank, that we could talk about before we talk about the beers? Because you know we got to stretch this shit out.
No.
All right, guys. You know what? I can talk about a few things. You know, we'll just take this section and we'll go ahead and handle it. Snapchat, OBS beers.
Yeah.
Miss Sally is a beast. We went from several people viewing it to like over 100 motherfuckers every post. And she's doing all of our behind the scenes, especially for like this podcast, during our beer reviews live on Periscope at OBS Beers. Also, thanks to Sue, you guys should check her out. She goes by the street name Susu. She's a professional street sweeper, camel toe wrangler. And I recently just found out she's a princess of fine Persian carpets.
Nice.
Like she's like the spokeswoman for Persian carpets. It's lay down on this pad is what she goes by. The catchphrase, I don't understand it, but whatever. I think the carpet company is called Damn Let's Shag. I think that's a really great company.
That's my favorite company.
Oh my God, Let's Shag. We would put the rest of it on there, but you're smart enough to
go
look
for it. They got some pretty hairy stuff there.
That thick alpaca, yeah. That alpaca carpet. Ooh, I like that.
It's thick.
Matter of fact, I heard they were coming out with this new Landon Strip style carpet. It's really nice.
Thin.
Yeah, thin, yeah. But it's bushy.
Right.
Matter of fact, you can get it scented. New car smell.
Nice. New car smell.
Hot leather.
Interesting.
Safety word. I'm sorry, folks. I made myself laugh on that one.
Safety word.
Okay, guys. Sean's over there fucking busted up. Okay, I don't give a shit. Right now, Sean's busted up. All right, so I'll tell you what exactly Susu did, right? She really hates that name because in Africa, because she's from South Africa in Durban, the word Susu is close to the word shoo-shoo, which means piss. So she doesn't want to be called Susu. So we call her Susu, which is great. So what she's done with IG, Frank, and you guys can check this out, is we cleaned up over 3,600 posts.
Wow.
And condensed it down to 90 posts because we got a new format. Because we've learned that IG does not have a system to where you can categorize your own shit. I mean, yeah, you could put hashtags in there, but you're sharing that hashtag with thousands of others.
Right.
So eventually your shit gets smushed and disappears. So I was like, an epiphany happened. So at this moment, let me unplug that weird sound that just kicked in. Hold on. I knew we forgot something. Shit. Frank, filler.
Not sure where we left off in the conversation, but it's always nice to be back podcasting. Hopefully you guys are enjoying it, downloading each and every episode. We appreciate all the love, mostly from abroad. Thank you, folks. We really, really appreciate it.
That is so nice of you.
There we go, filler.
All right, appreciate it. Okay, and then so she cleaned it up. It was an epiphany that happened on one of the posts that she did for me where we have a tattoo artist, Ash Tattooer, who did my neck and redid my head.
Right.
And so she took a nice photo from the 48-hour scope, you know, that lady that took a photo of me, and she put that as a cover. Then she collaged all the tattoos and then put a little back finish on it. And I was and then an idea happened. And so she came up with, why don't we make our own folders and identify each thing that we're doing.
Right.
But so within 1 week, she cleaned it up. We did, in fact, lose a lot of people because they thought we were spamming, but they failed to realize we were cleaning up our shit. So I'm very happy with that. And also, I think I'm going to throw in the Game of Thrones tale, or do you want me to save it for last?
No, go ahead.
Okay, so if everyone knows, okay, Frank, you're a big Game of Thrones fan, yes?
Yes, I am.
I am a fanatic. I got all the shit. I got all the beers. I even got them as they've been coming out from Omegon from the beginning. So recently, they came out with a new Game of Thrones called Bend the Knee with the dragon, the lion, and the wolf. And I didn't know that. So what happened was I saw it last week on Twitter. Big shout out to Blazer. He tweeted it out saying, guys, you should check out this beer. So I went and I made several phone calls. I keep hitting that mic. My bad. Total Wine didn't have it. Corey's didn't have it. I called the place by accident. They had three. So I go over there thinking I'm only going to get, I thought it was just the dragon icon. And so he's like, yeah, which one do you want? Wolf or the lion? I'm like, where's the dragon? Oh, we don't got that. So I said, all right, let me just get these two. He called the other store. I had to drive from one side of town to the other in traffic at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and they had only one dragon left. So I bought five bottles and $50 later. I had all the dragons. That sucks, right? I mean, the bottles are sitting next to you. That fucking sucks. And then the labels are all peeling. And
yeah.
Like, I got the fucking hand-me-downs of all Game of Thrones beers and shit.
Yeah, it's probably what was last, so.
Yeah, but it's good, though, because now I actually own all the bottles except one. One broke, but I have all the Game of Thrones now. So I believe they're doing one more, and then that's it out of the series. And the goal is for me to get one of the cast members to sign them.
Nice.
Just to have them. So there's my story. Yay. All right, Frank. I think we did enough filler.
Sure.
Go ahead and tell them what we got on tonight's show lineup.
Tonight we've got Sophie from Goose Island. We've got Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale from Boulevard. We've got Dirty Huerta or Huerta from Nimbus. We've got West Indies Porter from Guinness. And we've got Adventurous Stranger Coffee Kolsch.
Perfect. I do know who gave up some of these. One is Locke, Nimbus, and DJ Child.
Yes.
All right. So, Frank, what's for dessert and what's for breakfast?
We're going to do Sophie first. She always likes that.
Oh, yeah.
And Adventurous Stranger.
All right. Sounds good. All right, guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed this very long drawn intro. Fuck it. You know what this is. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to let you guys know one thing and one thing only. OBSBeers.com. That is all. Frank, what are we doing?
From Goose Island Beer out of Chicago. This is called Sophie. It's a Belgian-style farmhouse ale. This one was brewed in 2016. I cannot find an ABV.
It's right there. It's right there on the side. I can see
6.55. Wow, that's faint.
Yeah, it's Sophie.
Anyway, you want more information on these guys, it's www.abinbev.com.
That's right. These baritones in your ear hole brought to you by Baritones in Your Ear Hole. All right, let's go ahead and crack this open with the closies.
Sophie did not agree with us.
This bitch is squirter.
Not agree.
Okay, this bitch is fighting me. This shit's hurting me. Damn gurgling bitch. I fucking hate this bitch. Oh, she queffed.
Oh.
Okay, I think she's calmed down, Frank. Frank, hold on.
Frank?
Oh, there it is.
Still going.
The baby's come out of there.
She not stopped? She's fucking squirting. That girl's dripping. She's pouring.
Okay, first off, this bitch is not. Okay, this is nasty. All right, here we go.
Ew.
We want a space filler on this fucking show.
Ew.
God damn it.
That sounds like wet farts. Wet farts.
Oh, this nasty bitch. I think
Sophie sharded. One of those like...
Babies come out of there. That's why it's nasty.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. I really wish that you could have seen what just happened. It's just,
like major party foul.
Major, yeah. This fucking bottle just all over the place. Oh, now my hand's wet. It stank. I mean, it stank good.
Can't wash that off.
They don't make hot water hot enough and shit. Hold on. And, okay, first off, you ever had a good time in bed with someone that was really exceptionally wet?
Yes.
Like, be honest, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And either they're a squirter or they're just really creaming all over the place, right, and it's a problem. Have you ever had it to the elbow? Like it dripped down to your elbow?
No.
Take a look at this.
Well, dude, that's gross.
She
nasty.
Look, guys, this...
She nasty.
Damn. Today's show's door slam has been brought to you by Chris Doesn't Give a Fuck. You guys heard that door, right? That was Chris in the background. Fucking, that's like three rooms over. All right, guys, let's get down to the smell. All right, Frank-a-roon-a do.
Yeah.
Let's smell it. I mean, it's all over the fucking place. We felt it. All right, first off, Belgium all the way. There's a particular smell that Belgium puts off, and it's that metallic, yeasty, rough bread. Like, it almost smells like, I've been trying to figure it out for the years that I've been doing this. It almost smells like buttered toast a little bit with metal.
Mm.
To kind of go in that area. You know, it doesn't matter what bread it is, but Belgium yeast, very distinctive, and it smells clean, actually, and light in body.
Yeah, I get that Belgian, too. It's hard to describe if you've never had a Belgian before.
Right.
But they give off a very distinct aroma. Orange peel also, coriander for sure.
Yeah, big body on that coriander. That spice is just, oh girl.
Yeah, it smells like it's going to taste spicy.
I'm still pissed off that this beer pissed in my bed.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Fuck. All right, you ready to taste it?
Yes.
So far we smelt it.
Yep.
I've worn it.
You've worn it, yeah.
So let's put it in our mouths.
And be done with it.
Let's be done with it.
Right.
Cheers. That cheers was for you guys. Because I bumped the mic.
Yeah. At first pass, I was like, oh, this is good. And then I got an aftertaste. I was like, oh, no, this is not good.
May I take a couple of guesses at you?
Yeah, please.
All right. Sour. Like lemon. Like there's like a lemon meringue, but the meringue went spoiled.
Yeah, it's... It's like a sweet sour.
Yeah, but like the sweet and sour you get with your number four.
No, not
like the number four sweet and sour?
No.
What number two?
Maybe number two.
That's with the dog. Okay, a side of rice, hash browns. You get like a McWaffle.
Lots of coriander for sure.
It's spicy.
But also washed out. Super watery.
If you guys don't understand, I think I figured out where we're going to be, and hopefully see if you agree with me. You put too much ice in your Chardonnay.
Yes.
So it's extremely watery, which means, as far as a session goes, right, a saison, it means for the season, right, in French.
Well, it's not a saison.
What is it? Was it saison? Is it a session? A season?
It's a Belgian white.
You sure? I thought you said session.
No.
No? Where's the bottle?
It's in front of you.
Okay, can I have it? Can I have the bottle? Hey, Miss Sally, can I have the bottle? She's too busy eating a booger. Okay, so it's a farmhouse ale,
yeah,
which is also a saison. Farmhouse ale and saison. When you think of saisons, they're right. Watered down. They're seasons. Farmhouse ales, usually they're light, watery.
I'll agree to disagree. But
well, then which one is it?
Farmhouse is a little bit different.
Like how far? Like for us,
saison is usually it's fermented at a higher temperature.
Okay,
so it's going to come across more sour, more bready.
Right,
it's going to be a lot thicker.
Mm-hmm.
Where this Belgian white is thinner, usually a little more fragile. It will have an orange and coriander profile to it.
Technically, you are 100% correct. Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys don't know who Frank is, head over to obsbeers.com and check out Homebrew Corner with the Frank. See how I plugged you?
Nice plug.
Good, I segued to that fuck up on the show.
Nice.
Let's fucking high five you, boy. Yeah, that's not even a real sound effect. That's real hand clapping, motherfuckers. That's right. Throw some dollar bills. All right. So yeah, so I agree with you. It's a little watery, but hands down, if we had to give it in layman's terms, watered down Chardonnay.
Yeah, I agree. The same kind of
with spice though. The coriander that's in this is gritty. It's like it's there. And then you put way too much ice in your Chardonnay.
Yeah, and I've had that watered down Chardonnay before, and it wants to be spicy,
right,
but it's so watery that it's just completely washed out, and it's more of an odd sour.
Right. Now here's the cool part for you guys. It may sound like we're just being monotone and whatnot, but to be very honest with you, this is great for a hot incident. You know what I'm saying? Like you know whatever it is, the weather. You're doing something you ain't supposed to do with your neighbor. It's a great beer that goes with a hot time. And it goes down thirst quenching. That's the watery part. And it's got some spice to it, which doesn't make it non... The spice does not emasculate the beer. You know, it can go up to the bar and be like, let me get...
Saves it.
No, I'm saying it doesn't emasculate it. It's just like, you know, a guy could go, let me get the Sophie.
Yeah.
And you could be manly about that. And it's nice. And also, it's comforting to know that this also isn't so aggressive a female couldn't get with this. So it's good for everyone. Like, it's a good, like if you can get this in the bigger bottle, I've seen them in the Bombers, you're set.
Okay.
That's great.
Oh, let's see. I'm going to go 3.5. To me, 3.5 is average.
Okay.
Nothing to write home about. Like I said, the first sip in the front, I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be good. And then that washout really dominates it. It's spicy in the end, which redeems it somewhat, but I think it's a little too washed out in the middle, personally.
Nothing wrong with that. For me, ladies and gentlemen, I've had the Sophie before, and something doesn't seem proper with me on this one. I think I've had it on draft, and I'm not here to say that draft or whatever's better. It all comes out of the same fucking tank. But I think how it was served, and it was a better experience. Mm-hmm. Having this, and you know I'm a huge Belgian fan, and it's a little watery for me as well. I like my beers to be thick. If I'm going to have a beer, I need to have a great time with it. I'm going with a 3. I'm going to agree with everything you said and I said in this on this section, but nah, I think this could have been a little bit thicker. Just a little bit thicker. And then that spice wouldn't have been washed out by water. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize, but that right there, it's time for us to keep it pushing. You ready to keep it pushing?
Sure.
All right, guys, we'll be right back. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the first two segments. Me and Frank just literally done one line off of Big Black. That's what we did, ladies and gentlemen. If you understand that reference, then you will 100% know that this next portion is about to go down.
I did nothing of the sort.
He's a liar.
From Boulevard Brewing Company, this is called Tank 7 Farmhouse Ale.
Farmhouse Ale.
It is 8.5%
ABV. 8.5% ABV.
Happens to be 38 IBUs.
IBUs are 30.
It's out of Kansas City, Missouri.
Over there.
And if you want more information on these guys, it's boulevard.com.
Or Google search. All right, Frank. After what happened, Mr. Key fucked it up. Those balls are wet.
Yep, that's what happens when you let a professional take over.
The show becomes boring.
There we go.
I'm a professional.
There we go.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to rock and roll with the smell. Here we go, Frank. Cheers to the clink, clink. Smell it. All right.
Better.
That actually smells lemony fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice balance of hops. 100%. Now, so far we've had, this is the second beer in the installment. It's watery, but it's Nestine watery. You know, like that Nestle iced tea smell? That's what I get out of it. Like a nice, almost, it's not shandy, but it's like lemon sweet tea. Just a little bit. Not sweet, though, but you get what I'm saying? Like the peel and a little bit of that earth. And it smells nice, like grandma's purse.
I don't know about grandma's purse.
Okay. Grandpa's purse.
Probably like that.
Fair enough.
I'm with you on the lemon. I don't know if I would go as far as iced tea, but it's like whole fruit lemon, all of it.
All the fruits, baby.
Seeds, pith, peel, lots of peel. So it's giving off an oily smell, and you can definitely smell it's hoppy.
Right. No, it has a nice smell to it, but everything smells balanced, soft, delicate. Like, you know what? Quit putting your nose in me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your mouth on me.
Yeah, let's do that.
No, I meant I'm asking you.
Oh, yeah, I want to put my mouth on this beer.
You know my last name is Beers, right?
No, it's not. Lies. Lies.
All right, fair enough. Let's just get the beer in our mouths.
Turn this place into a house of lies.
Still, my last name's Beer. Okay, that back finish is dirty.
Yeah.
That's dirty. Hoppy. For some reason, a little touch of Belgium. There's like this, also an Irish red flavoring on the back. Like, there's so many different flavors going on, but Belgium softness. There's that Belgium coriander orange peel. We're looking at maybe a touch of lime. It's got some dark things going on here. It's gritty, man. This is dirty. It's drying. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, the finish on it is really interesting. I don't think the front of it is all that interesting, but the finish on it
the back
is really, really kind of neat. I'm even getting maybe a little caramel. But also, like, a medicine taste.
Yeah, okay, I was about to ask that. Like, here's our brand new fucking Robitussin caramel cough syrup.
Like a sweet Robitussin.
Yeah. Yep. Put some Tussin on it, bitches. Today's show has been brought to you by Tussin, bitches.
Mm.
It's a mud wrestling company.
I like them.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to get worse because me and Frank, remember, we did our rail off the big black.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, we did.
No, we didn't.
We did not ride that big black train. We were on the monorail.
You might have while I was in the
You were incapacitated, kitchen. Remember?
I was in the kitchen rinsing glasses.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you guys aren't from the era that we were
what
at,
the fuck
rinsing glasses means 37
doing
hits.
Menial labor.
37 hits of acid when you say rinsing glasses. Motley Crue. Okay, so what else? What's the next thing we're going to do? What's the next thing? Because this is really good. So sorry, guys. We kind of do what we want. Oh, yeah. Frank, we got to tell them. Don't skip over the intro.
Oh, yeah. Make sure that you pay attention to the warning label. It's very, very important.
Or you'll wake up with a broom in your ass.
Quite possibly. Or Key may drag you to go for some big black, is it?
The rail off the big black.
I don't know what you're talking about. It sounds weird. Right.
Paying homage to the new age hip hop. All right, so Frank, give him the grade. Let's get him out of here.
I'm gonna go 3.75 on it. It's above average. Like I said, the front of it is not remarkable. It's the back finish, which is really stellar on this. It's a little weird, that sweet, medicine-y kind of taste to it, but oddly enough, I enjoy it.
Yeah, what makes it really fantastic is it's not the beginning, it's the finish. And the finish is not only drying, but it's mouth-watering. So it's thirst-quenching and begs more. It's one of those beers that surprises you aromatically. It smells nice. It really does. It's got a nice bouquet. But when you drink it, it's like, oh, you're going to come back. It's almost like a LoJack on your meats.
Yep.
Like, oh, you're going to come back because I know where you at. Today's show has been brought to you by LoJack. But no, it's really interesting. What I really like about this particular beer is the finish. It's metallic. It reminds you of a Belgium. It reminds you of a session. It reminds you, I'm telling you, for me, a little bit of Irish Red, a nice, strong, citrus IPA. It's got a whole plethora of things going on that make you go, what truly is it, no matter what they tell you? So they did a really great job at Tank 7. I'm sorry, who was it by?
Boulevard.
Yay. Yeah. It's Tank 7, ladies and gentlemen. So did we grade it?
We did.
What did I give it?
I don't think you have graded it. I graded it.
Can I give it a 4?
You do whatever the fuck you want.
No, help me.
Can you give it a 4?
I don't know. Did I?
No.
Because this shit's kicking in, Frank.
No, is it the medicines?
The big black something.
Well,
help me out.
Again, I don't know.
So what did you give it?
I gave it a 3.75.
Okay, can I do a 4?
If you would like.
Can I sit in your lap when I give it?
No, you cannot.
Then I thought we were friends.
We are.
But we like this beer, though.
We do.
Can we agree that we would drink this again?
We would.
With me sitting in your lap?
No.
Talk about what pops up?
Not at all.
We can't have a grown man conversation?
No, we cannot.
All right, guys, we're going to be right back with the next beer.
Maybe.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls from around the world, if there's one thing that's better than pussy,
or whatever it is that you eat on a hot summer night, it's obsbeers.com. Right now, we're about to get down and dirty with the baddest bitch around. I present to you the Dirty Weta from Nimbus. Frank, what are we drinking?
Well, you kind of said it. It's Dirty Weta.
I was setting you up.
Thank you. Dirty Weta Blonde Ale from Nimbus Brewing Company out of Tucson, Arizona. This is 4% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, try www.nimbusbrewing.com.
Yes.
Nimbus Beer. There we go. Nimbusbeer.com.
You found it, huh?
I did.
All right, guys. We're going to go ahead and pop this open. We're going to get down with it. If you guys don't know about Nimbus, everything is based upon monkeys, baby, chimpanzees in particular. And there's a great story on their website on why they went with the chimpanzee. It's a phenomenal thing. And the dirty, and it's called Dirty Weta, and it's got a bunch of bitches on the label. Meats.
There's the monkey. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm listening to you going,
there's no monkey, huh?
There's chicks on this. There's no fucking monkey, but sure enough, in the sun. There's a monkey.
Where's the bottle cap? That's all right there. Oh, where did it? There you go. One. There you go. Monkey.
Monkey.
But it's in the picture, huh? Yes. The thing. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let me go ahead and explain something to you. We're just going to smell it. Oh, whoa. That stank.
Yeah.
That's stanky. Okay, it smells like caramel, hot busted, and wet rag. It smells like wet rag.
Wet rag.
Yeah, it's got like a dish, like when you leave your dish towel on the sink a little too long and it's been wet overnight, it has that weird, dirty dish towel smell. Not saying that it's bad. Okay, you know what? The more I'm digging into it, it's like a, like, actually, let's take that back. I'm going to scratch that. Caramel covered popcorn or toffee colored popcorn or the popcorn you find in the Popcorns 3. Like, I smell butter, yeah. I smell popcorn, but I smell either toffee or caramel, something like that. See, the more that we're really inside of it, it's sweet. A lot of malt going on. But right off the bat, it was a little off-putting for me. And that's why I was like, dirty dish rag. Mm. I know that. I know that smell.
I'm getting the caramel. I'm not really getting popcorn. And usually popcorn is a bad thing.
Yeah, that, I didn't mean it as a bad thing.
You don't want your beer to smell like popcorn.
No, but I was saying, like, it's like it's sweet covering something.
Yeah.
And if I said caramel popcorn, people kind of know what that smells like. And not saying it's not a bad thing the way I was describing it. It's just a really poor choice in the beer world. But if it smells like popcorn, it smells like popcorn in a good way.
Sweet yet earthy?
Yeah.
There we go. Sweet yet earthy.
Smells like Teddy Ruxpin.
I don't know about that.
Fisher Price Glowworm. Does it smell like that?
No, but it smells a little lagerish to me.
I wasn't going to say it, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to put it out there. But yeah, it does smell a little lagerish. It's a little metallic, little watery.
And it's not a lager because it's a blonde ale.
It's definitely got the color. It's definitely weedy as fuck. That's to the nose. It smells like wheat. If I had to pick anything citrus out of it, orange marmalade on wheat toast. If we could get away from the popcorn, I think that'd be fine. I think, would we be okay with that? Any spices or anything?
No.
All right. Well, it's either toffee or fucking caramel going on here. So that's just the bottom fucking line. All right. Cheers to the taste, Pippin. Okay. Easy going. Okay. I'm not going to lie. Caramel popcorn. Still got that popcorn, that weird, like, you chewed a bunch of popcorn without any seasoning.
Mm-hmm.
The malt's covering up. And again, guys, this has nothing to do with a knock on the actual thing of popcorn, because that is a legit thing. If beer has popcorn, it's bad. And this just tastes like sweet covered popcorn or maybe a caramel marmalade toast dinky. It's very dirty. It's dirty, earthy, gritty, and sweet, very perplexing, because I can't describe this, dude.
It's interesting. I'm not really getting any of that.
Wow.
It's a little, very slightly bitter on the back finish, but to me it's watery,
and that's a good thing. This is refreshing. I like it. Okay, for, you know me, I don't like watery things. I like this one. This would probably be like my bar beer. This is my bar beer. We're hanging out. Let me get that Dirty Weta.
No, I can. Yeah, I can understand that, because this is a beer you can drink a lot of.
Yep.
Because it is so watery.
Are we doing a watery thing tonight? Is that the theme?
That wasn't the theme. Hopefully,
Frank, you picked all these beers. Frank,
yep.
Every beer you have picked, it's been water central. But you've again, heard TLC say don't chase waterfalls. It also counts for beer.
You've seen how I pick. I don't look. I just grab.
And the universe said, oh, give them these.
I guess.
I swear if these last two are watery, Frank.
Hopefully we're going to get away from that.
You better hope, or I'm kicking Sean in the dick.
Yeah.
All right, let's grade this. But you know what, though? We want to give a huge shout out to Nimbus. They were the ones who supplied this particular beer for us. So huge shout out to Nimbus. I guess you know what it is, guys? It's just like sometimes out of all the beers that we've done, watery, it's either you're in the mood for it or you're not. And tonight we're not in the mood for it. So we're just like, damn, like, fuck. But these are genuine beer reviews, whether we put our affliction on it and be uppers or downers about it in our behavior. But we want to let you know it's genuine. We're not going to take this back no matter if we're happy or sad. Because if we were happy about it, we would still say the same shit.
Yeah.
And if we're sad, which you're hearing, we're going to say the same shit. So please don't get that crossed. Do not cross the streams. All right, Frank, did you put your grade in?
I didn't. I'm not really sad about it. Maybe a little disappointed. And not necessarily in this beer, just kind of the way things have been going.
Right.
As far as everything seems to be a little watery.
Today's show is just really sad. Guys, if you guys want to cheer us up, head over to obsbeers.com on our support page. There's a place where you can actually send in your hugs in form of donation, monetary or physical products such as beer or vagina. You can either do that. You're going to send that to me, but we'll take the donations and that will cheer us up for the next time. obsbeers.com/support.com.
So I'm going to go with a 3. It's meh. I could see sitting in a bar and drinking this, I mean, beyond ice cold, and probably having 12 of them.
You know, the best part about it is it's a good daily six.
Easily.
It's easily good daily six. So you're off of work. You want a nice, good head change. This is the beer to have. And everyone said Nimbus is good.
Or maybe this you're on your way to work.
OBSBeers.com does not condone drinking and driving on your way to work. At today's day and age of 2017, more than welcome to just Uber your ass there. Continue drinking, Uber.
Or it may be sitting in the parking lot in front of work.
While you got lifted.
With the keys out. Because then you're not driving.
What happens if it's a push start?
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just joshing with you guys. I'm going to go ahead and hit it with a 3. Nothing great about it. Nothing sad about it. Honestly, it's just a really nice beer out on the town. It's a night on the town beer. It is. Is there a wow factor? Sure. There's a monkey on it. The second wow factor? The name is Nimbus. If y'all watch Dragon Ball Z, Nimbus is the cloud. So, yeah, I threw that in there, Frank.
You sure did.
Nerd that shit.
Yep.
Today's show is all about nerd shit. All right, guys, we're going to be right back, bitches. Ladies and gentlemen, obsbeers.com is your number one source for all beer reviews and all things about beer. ABV, we got you covered. Comedy, fuck yeah. Check out everything else from our festival list to outstanding, not only USA, but worldly holidays. So that way, when you need the drink and you need a reason, we got you covered. obsbeers.com. Hey, beer is what we have in common. What's your beer story? Colorado Hop Company. Colorado Hops, they got you covered. From hop pelletizing, packaging, and sales, whether you're a corporation, a small brewery, or just a home brewer, Colorado Hops Company is your source for Colorado-grown hops. Alpha-tested, pelletized in-house. That's right, they do it themselves. Check them out at www.coloradohopcompany.com or give them a phone call and let them know that obsbeers.com sent you at area code 970-412-8833. Or if you don't want to call because your voice sounds Latin like mine, go ahead and email them at info@coloradohopcompany.com. Family owned in Longmont, Colorado.
Welcome back.
All right, guys, we're on the last beer. Now, if you're still hanging in there with us, you are true motherfucking bottle squad. And if you're hanging in there, you just really like a good shit show. That's what I'm talking about. Frank, shit show nonetheless?
Yeah, whatever.
Are you happy with the beers that we've done? Because now we don't have to ever do them again.
Happy? Satisfied? I'll go satisfied.
That's like almost, you know what, you make it sound sad. It's like having a kid and you're like, I want a boy. And then a girl comes and like, oh, at least it's healthy. Like, fuck. All right, Frank, last beer. What do we got, bud?
From Campanology Brewing out of Wanakee, Wisconsin. This is called Adventurous Stranger Coffee Kolsch. It is 5.3% ABV. If you want more information on these guys, ask Siri or Google it because they didn't list on the website.
All right, fair enough. Before we open it, what do you think of that label? It's kind of shimmery.
Yeah, it's interesting.
No, Frank, don't describe it.
Well, I'm not sure what else really to say. It looks like someone dressed as a queen.
Hey.
With these really weird round glasses and a red bell around her neck.
Accentuate that shit.
Possibly smoking a pipe.
Pickle.
With a hummingbird flying around.
Get it, bitch.
Yeah, it's weird.
I like it. All right, Frank, go ahead and crack that. Oh, and it came from DJ Child.
Thank you, DJ Child.
DJ Child. It's been in the top 140s from 1970, 80s, and 1332 before Christ. Thank you, DJ Child. Also, today's show has been brought to you by Smiles, Your Pockets, and Unicorn Farts. Wow, that's crisp, clear. All right, someone put it in their bright tank. Okay. That's what I'm talking about. Right off the first whip, Jalapenos and coffee, baby. Jalapenos and coffee. Spicy coffee, coffee, spicy. Mmm, hot Latin night, you say?
I don't get jalapenos.
Or coffee. Wait. Smell it one more time. Fucking, have you ever, like, cleaned out, like, a flower pot and it has that dirt in the water? Doesn't that smell like dirt, dirty water? Like dirt, soiled water?
Yeah, I suppose.
It's. I can smell, like, jalapenos and coffee.
It smells lagerish to me.
Let me see the style of this beer.
It's a Kolsch.
Okay, so we know Kolsch is in what family?
Lager.
Okay, but it's coffee, and it smells like spices on it. It almost, you know what, it smells like almost not a lager, even though Kolsch is one step, few steps further. Pilsner.
Yeah.
Definitely metallic on that. Some citrus, but I smell coffee. It's dirty. Someone didn't shake them roots.
Okay.
You ready to taste it?
Yep.
All right, here we go. Cheers to that shit. Earthy as fuck, gritty, rooty coffee, but the coffee is so watered down. It's like the company was like, yeah, you could have Folgers crystals, but just try this one bean and make it work for the year.
Yeah, the coffee is like mass produced bottled coffee.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
So there's no real character to it other than hi, yeah, I'm coffee.
Yeah, it's like, matter of fact, the can is white and it just has the black words coffee on it. That's it.
Yes.
And it doesn't even have a spoon in it, and the lid is screw top aluminum, and you have to like scoop it with your hand. Okay.
Yeah.
Today's show has been, it's been interesting. It's Frank. And that's the cool part. You know what? We've been having record hitting shows since beginning, right? Before you even came on, me and Mal, then you started coming along and we were knocking them out of the park. And no matter what we had, there was always something great and always something phenomenal. Today's show went to shit. I'm going to be honest. Like, fuck it. Like, let's be honest with ourselves. Every beer we had has been lackluster. Not even phenomenal. Yeah. Not good. And we're not saying bad, but lackluster in all of it. And people can argue with us. But then again, it's an opinion.
It's been difficult to get out of the forest tonight.
Yeah, and we're like,
or to even go into the forest.
I mean, think about what we do. We can fucking bang it out. We talk about it. Even the real shitty ones, we know exactly, because we were put in the direction. So let's say, okay, so guys, if you guys want to understand this, we put you in the middle of a room and there's four exits. There's few exits that may not get you out of there, and then there's that one. What we do is when we drink the beers, we're automatically turned to the right exit. And we'll say, oh, it tastes like this and it tastes like that. And like, oh man, like you instantly know what makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Case in point, you like a little ass play? Great. Put a dick in it.
Wah, wah.
No, it's bad juju. Doesn't work for everyone. These beers tonight, unfortunately, have just been lackluster. And it's just, you know, it's what we've been dealing with. And I literally just wanted to be honest with them. Like, this one is coffee, and I smell jalapeno. It's dirty. It's coffee. It's gritty. It's from Trader Joe's. I forgot to throw that in there.
Oh, yeah.
Trader Joe's.
It's the beauty of the random picks, though.
Mm-hmm.
Not every beer out there is a superstar.
Nope.
And that's kind of the fun part of doing this, is there are times you get absolute superstars, and there's times you get beers that are meh.
But they're out there.
There are times where you get beers that are like, oh, my God, that is absolutely awful.
Right.
I would say tonight's lineup has been a little meh.
Yeah, it's been meh. It's been lackluster. That's why I use the word lackluster. It's been short. And this beer is no exception. And if we're not here being honest with you guys, then what's the point of actually doing this? You know, we cannot be afraid to go, oh yeah, we love this brewery, but you finally made a shitty beer. And we're not saying that they're shitty beers. I just ain't been happy with them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that they make other great things. So with this beer, it's really not much to it. So Frank, you want to give them a grade or what's up?
Three
for me.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, we explained why. So yeah. So what we're going to do is you want to talk about something else, Frank?
No.
You want to get out of here?
Yeah.
All right, guys, listen. I want to tell you something real quick. Listen, I want you to take your earbud and I want you to push it real close in your ear hole. I want to get real intimate with you real quick. Listen, normally we talk about obsbeers.com, but what I really want you to do is check out obsbeers.com.
Thank you.
I want you to listen, ladies, a couple of guys. I want you to get some nice Chianti. Don't open it, though, because you just want to grab a beer. It's a beer show. Don't. Just have the Chianti ready. I want you to get inside of the nice leather chair butt naked because I want you to stick to that motherfucker. I want you to lower the lights down and out of nowhere, just let one rip. Let the farts go. I need you open. Then I want you to head over to obsbeers.com. Get your favorite lubrication, spit, fucking grease, chicken fat, I don't give a fuck. And I want you to go to town on your nether regions while watching our beer reviews. Not only is Frank sexy, he'll fucking break your heart with his smile. I swear that motherfucker right now, I'm hard as a motherfucker. obsbeers.com, that's what I want you to do. This isn't that we want to fill up space. I just really wanted to get in your ear and tell you, pull your pants down. We'll be right back. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for Two for the Road with your host, Key.
And Frank.
All right, guys. If you guys aren't familiar with it, by this time, we're not going to tell you. All right, Frank, Two for the Road. What do you got for these guys?
Probably should have been thinking about something, huh? All right, well.
I'll take behind curtain number two.
Which one of these?
Yeah. Which one? Can I have them all?
If someone offered one of these to you, which one would you say no thank you to?
Shit. Fuck. I'm going to go with the Sophie.
Okay.
I'm going to go with the Sophie, unfortunately. I know I was talking shit about the Guinness, but the Sophie was a little too watery.
Okay.
I'm going to go with that. I don't need that much water. I like wet bitches, but I don't want a beer named by a wet bitch. You know, Sophie don't seem right. You know,
right.
She's got that eye twitching thing, you know. But it was a decent beer. I'm glad that we tried it, though. That was a great experience.
Okay.
Frank.
Yeah.
If you were to watch two of these beers have sex in front of you,
mm-hmm.
Which one's the bottom and which one's the top?
The bottom would be Dirty Huerta.
Oh, right.
And the top would be Adventurous Stranger.
Why?
Because Adventurous Stranger's bigger.
Great observation.
Yes, thank you.
All right, go ahead. Today's show is brought to you by Velociraptors. Roar.
Let's see.
A little timid friend. Stop it. I'm sitting with anticipation, friend.
What would you cook with the West Indies porter?
Are we saying pair as in food, people?
No, you're gonna use it in a recipe.
Oh, nothing. I'm sorry. You know what? Actually, I know exactly what I put that West Indies with.
All right.
Hot busted homeless bend over.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Basically, that taste, if I'm going to put it with food, would not really pair with anything, in my opinion, unless you pick up a dirty homeless bitch in an alley.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really not. I wasn't happy about that weird off-putting shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to play. I'm not gonna sit here and argue and be like, yeah, I'm sorry. But honestly, that was probably, out of all the Guinness lines, that's one of their worst.
Okay.
And we've had their nitro shit. You remember their nitro shit?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd drink those motherfuckers again. Matter of fact, if I had a choice between the West Indies and a Corona,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have it with a lime.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just, I wasn't happy with it. So yeah, dirty, wet, homeless bitches. The kind that you see every day at the fucking freeway exit,
mm-hmm.
that really doesn't change her clothes, and
right.
You literally can see the dirt falling off of her like playpen from fucking the Peanuts gallery. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
That dirty yeast infection carrying motherfucker. I hate her. Throw a box at her. Give her a house.
All right,
Frank.
Yeah.
Out of all these beers, which beer are you going to compare to Godzilla's next city he's going to destroy? What beer are you going to compare it to? Godzilla's coming. Everyone's like, oh no, Gojira. What's the beer that everyone's going to have? Because Gojira's destroying the town. Yeah, that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Gojira I don't know if they're really catching the themes today, but I've been throwing some shit at them.
I'm going to go with the Dirty Huerta.
Why?
Because it's got naked chicks on it.
Yeah. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry. Listen, we're going to get you guys out of here. Now, it was a cool part. Everything that you need from us, every social media that you are on, you think we're playing, just type in your search bar, OBS Beers, okay? Everything. Check the website. Got a new format. We got some new sponsors. Get on that shit. Huge shout out to chilloverradio.net. And again, if you need to get a hold of me, and I didn't say at the beginning, I was saying it for the end, Frank, key at obsbeers.com.
Right.
And Frank, how can they get a hold of you?
Frank at obsbeers.com.
Listen, guys, beer's what we have in common.
What's your beer story?
We're getting the fuck out of here. And also, by the way, we're blaming you guys for these beer selection. Thanks, assholes. All right, guys, we're getting out of here. Peace.
That's right. Keep it locked right here where you got it. It's Chill Lover Radio.